בזמן ש... הגמרא פוסקת למסכת מנחה, בזמן שאין היום ואין הלילה. It's בזמן, it's not the regular זמן, it's not the פשוט זמן, it's a so-called בין הזמנים in the yeshiva. But the voice of Torah may never be still. They're required to keep the Kol HaTorah going. And I assume that the Talmidim who have arrived, despite the Bein HaZmanim status, are here to learn to keep the Ritzifus. Today we're going to, again, as I said, starting a few minutes late, but hopefully the next 2 days will start at 1 o'clock. Just keep trying to keep the regular time. Thursday I have to give it an earlier shiur. But let's just take 1 minute at a time. The topic for this week is Tvilas Kalim. I bought two svarim, appropriately called Tvilas Kalim, the first one. Rev. Tzvi Cohen, printed almost 40 years ago, I believe. Excellent compendium. This is the base Medrash copy. My copy comes with a cover. The old-fashioned way, you know, I guess now it's not yeshivish. So, okay. And I bought another sefer with two copies. This is the Beis Medrash copy. Chelkas Binyamin, as we actually spoke about, I think, a little bit about Hagolas Kalim. It came up in this the son of the Bari HaShulchan. So if you lived with the Bari HaShulchan the whole year, it's appropriate that we look at his son sefer, which is excellent. Baruch Kara de Avua. And this is again the Beis Medrash copy. And I have a copy here as well. Okay, good. Those are just the... just give me some svarim. Now the Mara Makomas, I'm not sure if all have copies of it. There are plenty of them, I believe, still on the Beis Medrash on my table here. Tvilas Kalim, the sugi is not a Masechta Chulin, which is what we've been learning the whole year, but rather a Masechta Avodah Zarah. I hope everyone has a Gemara Avodah Zarah. I hope so. I bought one. And if you don't, you can always go into my office and find some Gemaras there to be had. Okay, so let's open the Gemara together, B'siyata D'Shemaya, and see what it says. So the source sheet on line one calls to look at the Mishnah of Ayin Hayam and Beis. Halokeach kli tashmish min ha'ov dikachovim et shedar kol ha'atbil yatbil. Rashi. As shadak al ha'atvil kolom ha'kli ha'royal yitor v'tzvila ein tzorach tikon acha kagon kli shetashmish o'y leitzonon yatvil v'sul ha'tzorach put into a mikveh, tzvila means in a mikveh, no need to what we call in our language kasherit. Then it goes into other examples l'hagil yagil, l'laban b'ur, l'laban b'ur. That's not our topic for right now, maybe next week. Hashpud v'askam l'laban b'ur. The rest of the mission about hagola, kasherit, which we're not going into right now. Fine. Tana, says the Gemara. V'kulon tzrichon tvila v'arboam saw. Arboam saw, as you know, is the size of a mikveh. Rashi, Tana v'kulon, afam v'nigolon v'amalubonim. You shouldn't think that the pshat is it's either one or the other. Either you kasher it with agola or with libon, or you'll be matbulit. One could read the mission that way. It's a pretty far-fetched read, so illogical. But the Brisa closes that possibility. No. Even if you did kashering, you have to do the matbulet anyway. Minani mili yamarova yamakro kol dovar sheyova be'esh taviru be'esh v'toher. The pasuk, as we know, I'm not sure if your Gemara has on the side the psukim. I have on my side. I'll read you the whole pasuk as it's found in the Torah or Hashalem. Kol dovar sheyova be'esh taviru be'esh v'toher ach b'meini do yischato. I don't know if you have it at the start of your Gemaras, but it's a very important pasuk. Very important. The whole pasuk is critical for today's Shia. So if you don't have it all, you have the first few words. That's the first phrase. That is the second phrase. That's the third phrase. Just keep it in mind because we'll be discussing these phrases as we go. Fine? Okay, that means from the word v'toher means over and above eish, not the pshat v'tor, it becomes tor through the hagola, it becomes kosher as opposed to treif. No, further than that, let's read Rashi. Kol hashiyama v'eish shenishtamshu bo b'nei binyan adei ha'ur taviru v'eish ken bo lo l'isa yafli tenu k'daimon k'bo l'kabot. It's a critical Rashi. critical. We discussed it earlier this year. He applies Kabbalah to Libun, which is a Chiddush. We had the Hagos Maimoni, the Tshuvas Maimonios, with the Rashi's granddaughters, who all seem to go with this Mahalach, as opposed to those who disagreed, are very notable themselves, not for now. Vitoya Zok Rashi, Kroya Serahu Hai Vitor. That's extra. What's extra? They already kashed it with fire. Must be Tzvila B'mikra. Fine. Tani Bapora, Mitoch Shenema B'mei Nida. Now, that's the next phrase. Ach B'mei Nida Yischata. Shomea Ani Shetor Hazor Shlishi Shvi. Pora Duma, after Hazor. Tamaloma Ach Chilek. Okay, Rashi. B'mei Nida Yischata B'chli Midian Ksiv. And it tells you it's enough to have water, no need for Hazor Shlishi Shvi. And came out of a love of Menida. Mayim Shenida Toveles Bohen. Heavy Omer, Arboim So. This is the source for a full mikvah. Yitzchuk. Yitzchuk Limichta Vitor. Yitzchuk Limichta Vimenida. E cause of Vitor Havamina Vitor Koldu. Cause of Rahman of Menida. What's Koldu? Zak Rashi. Koldu. I feel the mikvah Choser. I mean, mikvah Choser. What is mikvah Choser? Mikvah Choser Nishke Mikvah. Maybe it's enough to have, we'll see soon. A revius is enough in certain Tara contexts. Okay. Because of Rachmana, but may need to have a mina harav shemesh kenida, that she's not Torah till it gets dark. Because of Rachmana v'tor li out there. Okay. Two psukim. Any questions about this so far? So we've commented on the first phrase in the pasuk, kol dava shiyova be'esh tavira be'esh v'tor. The second phrase, ach b'meida di yischato. The third phrase hasn't appeared, right? Behold, Asher Liyova Boesh Tavir Bamayim is not found over here, and one could argue Tavir Bamayim has nothing to do with Tevila B'Mikvah. It's Hagola. That's the context, right? If it comes into fire, you have to do Libun, and if it doesn't come into fire, presumably it comes into hot water, so you cash it appropriately in hot water. That third phrase has nothing to do with Tevila's Kalim. It's a simple read. Fine. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Rav Uah, Afilu Kelim Chadoshim B'mashma. What does that mean? What does that mean? Do Yishonim V'Livnon K'Chadoshim Damu, Afilu Hachi Bo Tevila. Once you kashen it, it requires Tevila, the same as a nuclei. Okay, it's a Tachor, it's a Dava Poshim. Maskev L'Rav Sheshes. What's he say? If you're going to tell me that the only reason it's Tevila is because it absorbed Tarfus, that's good. But if you say not that way, Hiyachi afilu zuza disarbala nami, Zot Rashi. Misvarayim shegozin behem big day tsemer. Holu gzeres akosavi. Velo mishem pilot iser. Dochadoshim. Velo bali midi. Matsuchas la tvila. So there's nothing to do with the fact that it absorbed tarfus. So you have a scissors, which is used to cut wool. Let's say that scissors requires tvila's kalim as well before you use it. That would be quite an amazing possibility. Sakta Gemara, opening up. Klei Suda Amurin Beparsha Rashi. Tichsiv, Kol Dova Shiova Ba'esh, Vederach Lishtamash Ardehaur, Elekalim Shal Tzarche Suda. Pots, right? Rotisseries, grills. Uvahano Ksiv, Vitoer Tvila. Aval Zuza de Sarbala Lo. Fine. Atkan. Few more lines in the sugya. We'll just finish the Gemara, and then we'll try to go through the other source. Yes, sir.
Aren't there tools that you use in the fire that have nothing to do with sort of like your fireplace tools, the ones to make sure that you stoke?
Well, those is a good question. That is true. There are other tools just to stoke the coals, but those are not considered to be that significant. The category that the Torah would limit itself to, the thing you poke the fire. Oh, that's the whole tefillah scam is only about that. That
would make sense. How does Rashi know that?
How do you know? He excluded the scissors to cut the wool. What about the metal that you poke and stoke the coals, never touches food? Maybe that should also require tefillah. Yeah. Good question. And then you could argue, and maybe clay stood or not? For all I know. Okay. So the answer is that's a little bit too narrow a category to qualify for this din. Bipshutim. Right. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabba Bar Avua, Lo Shonu Ela Belukuchin, Ukemasa Shehoya. Aval Shulin Lo. Only if you bought it, and not if you borrowed it. What do you mean Kamaisa Shahoya? What's Rabbi said? What is the Maisa Shahoya? Anyone know? Look at the Pesukim of Chumash. What's the context? Midyan. They bought it for Midyan? What? Spoils of war. Why are spoils of war and acquisitions the same and different from that which is borrowed? What's the answer? To the victor belong the spoils. Someone knows that. So what's the spoils of war? It's a halachic concept called Kibush Mulchama. It belongs to me. If I buy it, it also belongs to me. If I borrow it, it doesn't belong to me. Hence, the distinction. Fine. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Zavin Mona de Marda Me'ovik Kachoven. Rashi. Mona de Marda. Adama Utsviei Boka Muravin Ve'osim En Kli. Made from dirt and things of this nature. Savalat Bila. Omele No. Omele Rabbana No. Rav Yaakov Shmei. L'didim Afarshni Minei Rav Yochanan. Klimatcha Samura B'parsha. Rashi. Yitzvila B'kli Yovik Kachoven D'chsiv. Achas Azov V'gomer. Anybody in the room? Can you finish the pasuk? Anybody? Is there a chamisha chumash Torah in this room? We don't believe in such kind of modern skilish svarim. No, mamish, no, not a chumash. It's only bereshis. Bereshis we accept. Okay. You know the svarim that's not a chumash. No? You have a Tanakh? Oh, I'll take a Tanakh. I just want to read it from the inside. I mean, I can attempt to say it about Pep. We're supposed to know pesukim and Torah well. Some Sukkah might know better than others. But why should we do such a thing if you have a Tanakh in the room? Thank you so much. So we are here in Bamidbar, Perek Lamed Aleph. Parshas Matos. We'll get there in a few weeks. Pasuk reads as follows. Here we go. Perek Laman Aleph, Pasuk Chav Beis. Ach es azov, count up. Es azov, ves a kesef, es a nechoshes, es a barzel, es a bedil, ves a old forest. That's the introduction to the pasuk we just read. The next pasuk is, I read it to you before, read it again. Kol dover shal yavav vesh tavir vesh v'tarach v'meni do yischad v'chol shal yavav vesh v'tarach v'meni do yischad. So the whole, we had the main pasuk. What is going on are those six metals. Can we give translations, please? Gold, silver, copper, iron. What's it? Vidil is tin. Okay, tin. Ophoris is lead, right? So these are six basic metals that are found in the Torah. What about other metals? We have aluminum today. What is aluminum? Okay. Combination, right? It's not any of those six. So what's the status of aluminum? Is it chayvin, tevilas, kelim, midoraisim, midrabonim? Not at all. What's it in? We'll come to it. We know. Okay, so we read the pasuk. Good. Let's go on.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Let's go on. Says Rashi, says the Gemara as follows. Watch this. Om Rabashi, Hani Klei Zechuchis, Ho V'chi Nishtabru, Yeshtam Takana, Ki Kli Matches Damu. Very, very important Gemara. Rashi Zechuchis, She Nishtaber, Roy Latichov Lasoso Kli. If glass breaks, you can recycle it, right? You can melt it again and make it into a kli. So to metal. Rashi, hoel v'chi mitmat brechozo l'taknino ayde hatocha k'chli matchas damu ubo tvila. Presumably, the din derabbanan. It's not one of the six found in the Torah, but it's similar. They share a property in common. Namely, you melt it down and you can redo it. So that's presumably the derabbanan. Kunya, Rashi, what's kunya? Plumery, Chilaso shel cheres v'chofen also b'chufya shel avor tashmish v'aydei tzonen v'nikach min ovik achavim. It seems that it's earthenware, which is potter from tefillah, but it's encased in lead. Pligi barav achav ravina chanama ketchilaso v'chanama kesofo vilchasa kesofo rashi ketchilaso v'lo boi tefillah la matkasu kesofo bosa sofo azlinam. Shechipo matchasukli matchasu bar tvila. We pass and it's chayiv and tvila. Good. Any questions so far? Just going through the Gemara. Yeah. I've also a few more lines. We were supposed to end it towards the very end of this Amud. Ibarlu mashkanta mai. What's mashkanta? What's a mashkanta? What's a mashkanta mean? A pledge or we call something a pawn, a collateral, right? Omar Mar Barav Ashi Abba Mishkin Le Akum Kisa the Kasa the Kaspa the Atpale the Yishtibe. In other words, someone a goy gave him as a collateral a cup of silver, and he before he drank from it, he made sure that he put it to the mikvah. Loyadana Irishim the Kasava Mashkanta Kizvini Damya. Maybe because he considered the fact that it's pledged as a collateral. It's considered it is. Imishum, the chazir liakam the dat of the shkue. No, if it's just meant there as a collateral, going to take it back. It would not have to be matpul it. Here he assumes he's going to leave it there. Okay, that's what it says. Rashi, but the kuchen shenechlu biad Yisrael, ukamas hashoyah b'minyan shirul chalut lem Yisrael akel the shkue shlo lefdoso old. Okay, Rabbo, say it with me so far. A few more lines. Toner Abana, Halokeh Kli Tashmish Min Aov Gachovim, Dvar Mishlo Nishtamish Min Matbilon Veheim Tahorin. As we said, we saw in the Mishnah, right? What we have to do is put into the mikvah. Dvar Mishlo Nishtamish Min Aidei Tzoneh, Gomkosus Tonios Utslochios, Maddichon, you rinse them off, Umatbilon Veheim Tahorin, you put in the mikvah. Dvar Mishlo Nishtamish Aidei Chamin, hot water, Gon Yoros Kukusin and Mechami Chamin, pots. Magila and the Matbila and Torah. Vraham Shtan Shemayah Deur. Konashpud and Maskalos. Grills. Rotisserie spits. Milab and the Matbila and Torah. Fine. Vakulon Shinishtamish Ben Achloyatbil Vishloyagil Vishloyalabain. You use it before you had a chance to do these things. What's it in? Tanichada Os Tanichani Mutter Astira. Lokasha. Hogaman Timand Oman Os Talif Gam. Is usur, then of course the food is usur. Oh, kemadam and oshtan lefkam is mutter. So if sayin a ben yomo, it's mutter. Frank the Gemara, uleman the yomo and oshtan lefkam mutter, ki yule akum usur achmanichem ashkachasla. And there was also a whole discussion which we're not going to go into right now. Okay, so we went through this sugya, Rabosai and I, and Hayim with Beis. Any questions before we go further? Good. Let's take a look. And see what it says in the Rishonim. In the Rishonim. So we're going to start with the Tosus. Mayim Eshadidu Toveles. Afal Gav, the Revius Sagi Lahatbil Machten Vitsinorios Vidaraisa. That's a Suga Tosus quote in Psochim and Nazir. Hainu Tvilas Tumma. Tumma means it was ritually impure. It touched a mace or something of that nature. Aval Tvilas Kleimidyan Chidishu. Oh boy, mem saw. That tum in the literal sense is a different din, and therefore requires mem saw, mixer as a kasuv, no shortcuts. No matter how small it is, it requires 40 saw, which is what a nida is supposed to immerse in, and less than that will not be good. At Kanabos, we saw Gemara, we saw at least one tosis. But before we go any further, I wanted to show you a ritva. Okay? That's ritva is found a little bit later down on the source sheet, because I always try to give them a chorus which are printed in Shas first. But conceptually, the Ritva has to go first, because we're going to get into some of the fundamentals before we get into the details. This Ritva can be found on Ayin, Hayim, and Beis. Should we put it on the screen? Is that a good idea? Okay, let's put it on the screen.
It's down already. It's down.
What's that?
It's here.
So can you get it? So it's a Ritva. I guess we'll go to the Rishonim. al hashas, and the source is right in front of you. It's I am masechta avodah zara. I and here with beis dibra amaschil hava. Okay, while the screen is being accessed, I'm going to read you a few keywords to see what's happening. The most basic question, gentlemen, is Tvilas Kalim Doraisa de Rabbanon? That's the most fundamental question of all. What do you say? What do we see in Tosis? Tvilas Kalim in Chiddushu, who boy mem saw. The word Chiddush means it's in Doraisa. Had it been a Gzeira, you wouldn't use the word Chiddush. I mean, a simple Pshat, they quote Psukim. You quote Psukim, it sounds like it's in Doraisa. Says the Ritva, Miu or Rambam zal sova the tefillah zume de rabbanon. Rambam holds that all these drushes are smachta. The entire tefillah is purely mid rabbanon. Where does it say that? The Rambam is also on the sources just before the Ritva. It's in Hilchos Macholas Asuris, Perek Yud Zayin. I'll read it to you. Is the Ritva on the screen?
Taking a long time.
Okay. It's a little rusty. Perek Yuzayin. Rama writes in Halacha Hey. Tvila zu shabat bilin kli asuda v'nikokum en ha'akum v'chakach yutru l'achila shtia eina l'nyan tuba v'tara ele mi divrei sofrim. Let me divrei sofrim. Does that mean the rabbanon necessarily? What else is the divrei sofrim in the Rambam? Kiddush kesef. Rabosai, anyone in this room married? Gave your wife a ring? You think you're only married with the rabbanon? I would hope not. The marriage of midoraisa. Divrei sofrim just means it's not mefurish b'kra. How do we derive kiddush kesef? I don't know how we derive it. Kicha mitzayerfot is one of the derivations. So too, the Rambam understands that the pshuto shel mikra of the psukah which we just read before, maybe referring to kasher in kelim, whereas the drushas chazal is tefilas kelim. Could be a din daraisa, but that's not what the Ritva says. Ritva lo tshan ram de resolver means the rabbanon. Remezla, kol davar asher yavo bo eish taviru be eish betoyer, umi pi hashmu alamdu. She'ena medaber ele betarosa bidei giyule akum, lo midei tumah. If you ask me, when we pia shmua sounds like what? Show what you think. What does it sound like? A what? No. Mi pia shmua doesn't sound like the rabbanon to me. If anything, mi pia shmua to me sounds like it's in the Sora of Mi Sinai. Now, I'll give you an assignment. Go on a search. We can't get it?
I don't think it's working. Okay.
It's not working. You want to get Hebrew books? Well, what are the other things that they get? That, you know, if you can. Go on a search of the Rambam and Piyah Shmua and see how many times it appears and check it out with the term means the rise of the Rabbanon. I can see the Ritva. Huh? The Ritva is Beferish. According to the Rambam, it's the Rabbanon. Sorry?
Where's right there? Browse or?
You want the Rambam?
I want
the Ritva.
Ritva, Chidushi Ritva? I'm not sure what Ritva is going to work. Try Ritva and see what happens. Ritva. Look at it worked. Ritva won Avodah Zarah. Ritva won Avodah Zarah. They have the old print, but it's okay. You can handle it. No, that's not. I want Avodah Zarah. Didn't they have before? Try Chelik Gibel. Yeah, keep it. That's the one. But the Zohar is many, many pages in.
So,
how many pages is that?
Read online, right? Seven?
Yeah. How many pages is it have? 454. Try page 300. Give a guess. 2/3 of the way through. Okay, just go. Shavuos. Have you heard of it before Shavuos? In Shas, it's after. So it was about 350. Hey, look, he found it. So that's go another 20 pages to get from Lama Test to. Okay, V, go another 20 pages.
Let
Andy, she has the right parak. Keep going. No, Sabachez, go 10 per page. I know, not as 10 pages. Oh, I and hey, getting places. That's our daf. Keep going. Next page. Okay, good, good. Here we are. We're here. Hava, here's the place. I got it. You're right. Dima Maskel Hava. Our trusty assistant is an assistant in more ways than one. Okay. Mi or Rambam. Everyone watching me? Oh. Are you able to see? Can you read it? Mi or Rambam Zal Sova de Tzvila Zuma de Rabbanon. I'm not convinced that the Ritva is right. He does say Medivrei Sofrim, but he also says Piyashvua. Piyashvua to me sounds like it's a Dinderaisa. Sounds like it's Medivrei Sofrim. It's not Pshuta Shon Mikra. That's what I might have said. And he goes further than that, the Ritva. Look what he says now. The Gamhuzal Nirish is over. The Ein Mevorchin Oleho. V'chein Ogu. Do you believe it? The minhag in the Ritva's place was not to make a bracha on Tefillas Kelim. Has anyone in this room ever done Tefillas Kelim? Yeah. Yes? Did you make a bracha? Yeah. Avada. Where did the Rambam say that there's no bracha? Where? Footnote 980, which you don't have in this edition. Eini odea ech yotza l'rabbeinu kei medivyo Rambam. Right, behilchus brachas, kotha de mitzvahs shein medivrei sofrim, mevorachan alein. How did he know the Rambam was no bracha? That's the kasha which the footnote 980 asked against the Ritva. How did he know? And I have a taina. How does he know it's the Rambam? I thought mipi hashmua. We know mipi hashmua could be either one. It's not mefurish b'kra. And mipi hashmua. Have you done a search yet, Shaul? Can't search it?
No.
That's our bracha. One strike for you, and then a strike for me too. So for tomorrow's shiur, we'll have a search for me, Piyah Shmuel, the Rambam. You let me know how many times it appears, and how many there are bone, and how many there are the Raisa, Allah, Allah, Shmuel, and things of this nature. Okay, that my Natiya is that it might be a Raisa, but the footnote takes it at face value. He doesn't ask that kash. He just takes it at face value as the Rabbanon. Once I know the Rabbanon, who wrote these footnotes? Rabbi Moshe Goldstein. Obviously, a big time with Chacham. So, just bring it to your attention. Fine. Yes, sir.
Why don't we ask Smachta?
No, Smachta is a different story. Look. Asmachta, obviously the Ritva of Pshat and Rambam is an Asmachta.
Well, how does he get it from Sukkim in from the Gemara? How does he see this as an Asmachta?
That doesn't bother me if he held that way. Oh, he's entitled to hold that way. But
what's Pshat and Sukkim? He's talking about only media and everything else.
No, the Rambam says the Pshat and Sukkim is only talking about kashering. All about kashering, nothing else. Maybe ritual Tum of Atar also. But that I can understand. I can hear that. I can hear it. I don't know the Rambam said it. I'm not saying that Shittah Shittah can't exist. But the Rambam has said it. I have no basis to say that either. He wants to know about the Brocha. I don't want about the first din. Fine. So Rabbi Osai, why should there be no Brocha? Why? So for the first time, I'm going to open up the trusty Sefer called the Tevilas Kelim. Remember, this Sefer preceded all the others. This is almost 40 years old. So when I learned these things the first time, this is what I had. Now they're more firm. Perhaps it's based upon a Lamda Shavur. It's in this data. I'll give you the page number. Kuf Samach He. Birchas HaTzvila. Kotzer Ritva. Remember, he came before the fancy Ritvos of Moshe Rav Kook. He preceded them all. He asked the Kasha before Rav Goldstein. His question is as follows. Quotes the Ritva. How did he know there's no Brocha? He didn't mention it by Tfilas Kelim. But how can that be? He doesn't understand. Ram doesn't mention bracha in the tefila of a human being either. Oh, listen carefully. Why is there no bracha? That's a quick question. Why? Ulai das Rambam, the tefila lo shani mehag olah Maybe he understood that tefillah is like Hagolah. What does that mean? If that's the case, if he's right, this Rav Cohen, we can begin to understand the Ritva's inference from the Rambam earlier in Perek Yud Zayin, in Lichos Macholas Hasuris, Halacha Gimel. I read you Halacha Hey. What's in Halacha Gimel? He writes as follows. Halokeach kli tashmis suda min akum. Okay? Goes through the whole Mishnah. If you didn't use it, matbilim b'men mikvah. Alright? If you used it, it's cold, you rinse it. If you used it hot, you kasher it. Fine? This is what he says. Puts them all together. The fact that he puts them all together sounds like it's like Hagolah. The same Lashon. He uses the word umutarin. Achach umutarin. Now, the Mishnah itself, this said what? As dash lahat bil yat bil. The Baraisa said, matbilim v'hem tahorin. He keeps using the word tahorin. Doesn't the word mutarin? I don't see here explicitly in the Gemara. But the fact that the Rambam does mention mutarim in both contexts, you get an impression that it solves the problem of Giyule Goyim. What is the remez in the Rambam? Again, remez lo kol davar asher yava ba'esh tavir ba'esh v'toher mipi hashmua, etc., etc. Okay? Fine. Therefore, one gets the following slight impression that it may be similar to Hagolah. It's part of the mitzvah of Hagolah. And therefore, it's not a separate mitzvah. And therefore, there's no bracha. This is what I thought of on my own. And guess what? Baruch Shekivanti to the Sefer HaNifla Chelkas Binyamin. Okay? Chelkas Binyamin has something very similar. Here in Siv Gimel, I assume you all have, do you all have Shulchan Aruch with you? I brought an extra copy if you want. This is the one that we used all year, that the green one. Goes all the way till Siman Kuf Chav Beis, and we're in Kuf Chav. So please look inside if you want to borrow mine, if you don't have your own. Or you can get on your computer. Kuf Chav Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel, very short. What does it say in Siv Gimel? Siv Gimel says, Yevarech al tefilas kli, imem shnayim al yosem, yevarech al tefilas kelim, plural. Okay, that's what it says. Comes along the Chelkas Binyamin in his Biurim. He has the same name as his father, Tziyunim and Biurim. Instead of Bani HaShulchan, he calls it Chelkas Binyamin. Harav Goin of Binyamin Kohn, Ben Harav Goin of Shraga Feivel Kohn. Okay? Let's take a look. Here he says that the word Yevarech is false. Look at the Ritva, what's the Rambam, no bracha. Where do you see it? Maybe he got it from the fact that it's like Hagolah. That's what I thought myself, Baruch Shekivanti. No bracha on Hagolah, no bracha on Tefillah. Okay? As opposed to the Isur V'Heter, Sha'anun Chesdin Kuvdal, who says, Hagolah is different. She mitzad lo saseh, shlo yavo lechon nevela, ushar isur. So what's he saying in effect? That according to the Ritva's understanding of the Rambam, it's not a mitzvah by itself, it's part of Hagolah, it's part of avoiding a lo saseh, hence no bracha. Fine. 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 I told you I'm not convinced that according to the Rambam it's a Din D'Rabbanan. Maybe a Din D'Oraisa. If it's a Din D'Oraisa, why isn't it counted in the Taryag? 248 mitzvahs saseh. The answer is the famous rule in the Rambam. Only counts before Shbekra. And Divrei Sof do not count. That's the Shorish base in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Be the Raisa. It doesn't count that in Taryag. So therefore, one could say that the Pshuta Shemikah V'Toyer means that the fire removes the non-kosher taste from within the pot, and the Drushas Chaz, the Piyashmua, which is based on a pasuk, was presumably some kind of a Mesorah, is along the same lines. Yes, you must put into a mikvah to rid it of the, we'll call it Tumas Akum, or something like that, that it had, because it was owned by an Akum. But fundamentally, it's a negative, not a positive. Hence, no bracha. One eliminates non-kosher absorbed food, and one eliminates something more ethereal, something more spiritual, if you will, not physical, the tumah of the kli, tumas akum. But it's also removing a negative, and as such, there's no bracha. That would be the reverse pshat within the Rambam. Everybody else says, no, of course you make a bracha. V'toyer means tvila, as it means in all of Sefer Vayikra. We've read it so many times. V'toyer means tvila. It's a separate step after the Hagola or the Libun. It's a Gzeres HaKosef. You want to be a little bit more poetic about it and philosophical about it. Not stop Gzeres HaKosef be Alma. But I mentioned before the concept of a kind of a tumah on the kli, because it belongs to an akum, and it has to be eliminated. I read you the lashon of the Ritva. Oh, you have it here. You have it here. The Ritva here, I asked you to see three paragraphs. The first one, what did I just do? First one is Hava, that we just saw. Then it's kli. Okay. But there's another one, and that's called Iboya. Okay. Iboya. I'm not finding what I'm looking for. It's here. Okay. Here we go. I'm sorry. I should have said the word Gemara also. The one before Hava. Wow. You want to say what's going on? It's tumasun shalakum, and go, it's a dinner with tumah l'tara. Huh? It's hard to understand. It's not tumah that it touched a maize, a sheretz, or whatever. No. It's tumah in the all tumah spiritual. With Rama Hill, end of Sefer Tara, but end of Hilchos Mikvos, it's all spiritual. But this is doubly spiritual. In other words, typical tumah is some physical manifestation. The person, something came out of the person's body. Somebody died. Something. Animal died. A sheretz died. Something physical. That's what we call tumah. Ava tumah, Rishuna tumah, etc. This tumah is purely spiritual. It belongs to a guy. There's some kind of tumah on it. But that's, I didn't make it up. Even the Ritva didn't make it up. He quotes it from a Yerushalmi. And therefore, if you look carefully, you'll see that there are those who say it is a type of gerus. I kid you not. A kind of a gerus. Rabbo say, let's open the Shulchan Aruch for the first time in Hilchas. I already opened up a Chalkas Binyamin for you, which I read to you from. But now it's time to open up the real Shulchan Aruch. Those who have should please open up. Simen Kuf Chof. At the very beginning. We did Sif Gimel already, but let's go to Sif Aleph. Kuf Chof Rabosai. Sif Aleph, see what it says. Hakone me'akum klesuda shalmatchis. Period. Says the Taz, if caught in Aleph, the Chsiv, Kol davar sheyava ba'esh vein derach lishtamish ba'esh al tzorach yisuda shal matchis d'chsiv achas azor v'gomer v'chol aniska b'kro u'nikro matchis u'schuchas gam kein yesh lo din matchis keivan shem nishbeish u'takona b'hituch v'tama t'vila. Look at this now. Today sheyetzu mitumoso shalakom l'kdushosho sheyisroel. Wow. He said it just like this. Didn't source it. The Chor should have quoted I don't know if he had a Ritva. He should have quoted a Rishalmi. I assume he had a Rishalmi. So but the Taz does say it, although he says it on his own. Fine. Means that through the Tvila, the Kli goes from Tumas Ha'akum to Kedushas Yisrael. Okay. Now, what did the Ritva say? Look what he says over here. Watch. We left off. Kloma Mishim ha malu b'diyevet in a market. Ulolamen tvila zu ela achar hechshevo shel kli ukeditanya b'raisa l'kamon ukronami hochi muchach t'chsiv v'toyer l'besof v'amina n'amen l'kamon do yishonim v'liv l'kachadoshim damu. Utrichim tvila, v'chein bedin, shem lo kein, haruka odom atova v'sheretz biyado, shelo also lo tvila klal. Whoa, he wants to say the seder's miyakev, because the tvila is it's thought of a tumas akum, it belonged to a guy, and tumas macholas asuras, and I use that expression because it absorbed tarfus. To get rid of the tarfus, it's not really eligible for the final step, which is the tvila. Which is a tefillah. And one could say, Rabbi Osai, that the concept of the ritva is correct, even to say there is not miyakev. So first they remove the tumas agoyin, and then you remove the bliyas yisurim. So it would appear. Fine. The truth is, Rabbi Osai, we saw two darius in the Gemara. The first rush in the Gemara derived it from the word v'toyer. That sounds a little bit the way we said pshat during the Ritvos, pshat in the Rambam. No bracha is just part of the Hagolah process, because that's the word v'toyer, right? What did the pasuk say? One more time. You only have your chumash. What does it say? Kol davar sheyava bo'esh tavir beish v'toyer. So tavir beish is clearly Hagolah, is clearly libun, kashrus wise. So v'toyer, which implies tefillah b'mikvah, is also comparable to a kind of a kashering process, removing the negative. Fine. However, the second view derives it from Ach b'mei nido yischato. That's a freestanding phrase. It has nothing to do with the first one. And as a result, one can argue that's a separate din and nothing to do with kashrut. It's a mitzvah to say, which would require a bracha, as the case may be, as we saw. Fine. Interesting. The Rambam left out Ach b'mei nido yischato. They didn't quote that one. That may be pshat in the Ritva. If he quoted Achmei Nidu Yischata, it's a separate Mrs. Aseh which would require a bracha. Since he didn't quote that, he only quoted the first half of the post, which is quoted in the first part of the Gemara. V'toher, following the Libun process. It's like an extension of Libun. Libun doesn't have a bracha, nor does Tfilas Kalim. That is certainly a possibility. Fine. It's interesting in Rashi. Let's take a look at Rashi HaKadosh. Okay? So Rashi here is Rashi in Gemara. But Rashi in Chumash is also the same person. What did Rashi say in Chumash? So Rabosai, I'm just going to give you about Pet. You can take my word and look it up. We only have Tanakh without Rashi, but you can look it up. Rashi on the words, Rabosai, the last two words in the Pasuk. Taviru b'mayim. What? Rashi says, matbilo. Whoa. So I already told you. The first phrase, v'toher, the Gemara suggests, means tefillah b'mikvah. The second phrase, minyan nischata, the Gemara suggests later, means tefillah b'mikvah. The third phrase, v'chol ha'shal yavah v'esh taviru b'mayim, which simply means hagola, Rashi and Chumash says, no, it means tefillah. So there are three phrases in the Pasuk, and each and every one of them is a potential source for Tefillas Kalim. Two in the Gemara, one in Rashi and Chumash. That's quite remarkable. Quite remarkable. So says Rashi Alato. Fine. The simple pshat in Ach v'mei nida yischata is not Tfilas Kalin, but rather it goes on the Mei Parah Aduma. That's what Rashi says in the Chumash, and the Rashbam, and the Sfarno. That's the ritual Tumah V'Tara. The pot you got rid of for the Chazer, then you get your sprinkle Mei Nida on it, you sprinkle the Parah on it to get rid of the Tumas Mace. That's the Pashup Shat. Kent's Agamar, which is Darshans, it means Tfilah V'Mikvah. Fine. The Ramban has the Kasha and Chumash against Rashi and Chumash. Whoever heard that Taviru is a Lashon of Tevila? He doesn't like Rashi's trap. Since Rashi's trap is not correct. He also asks. The Gemara has two different sources. The Gemara quoted maybe the Yischata, quoted the Toer, not Taviru Bamayim. It means Agola, means Adocha. This is the Kasha of the Ramban. So the Ramban therefore learns Taviru means Heksher. What does it mean? Hagola, if it's using hot water. Hadacha, in cold water, if it's using cold. Or those two things. The first case requires libun, if it's using fire. Using water, if it's hot water, requires mayim roschim. If it's cold water, it uses cold water to get rid of the dirt. The Rosh, Rabbosai, answers Ramban's kashas against Rashi and Chumash. I refer you to the Rosh Al Torah. It's either printed in the back in the new Hamor Mikros Gedolos by Midbar, which we have in the Beis Medrash, or if you look at the Torah Schaim, most of the cooked version of the Torah Mikros Gedolos, you'll find it in footnote 69, you'll see it. It's interesting, the Netziv, which is quoted in the Tevilas Kalim book, I'll give you the page number so you can look it up. It's page number Reish Tes. I don't think it's quite true. Hold on a second. Take that back. Can't read my own handwriting. Try Chav Tes. Much better. Chav Tes. Hamet Shela Shilta Kufla Nazayan Os Yud Beis. He says as follows: Ramban al Torah hisig al pirush Rashi, shein lashon tevila, right from Taviru. Bani Omer, shegam leperushos al kosher. What did he learn, Pshat? It means either hagola or rinsing it off in cold. Lichtov tishtefu, lashon umorak v'shuta famayim shu adacha kedisa bezvachon tzadik gimel amanal tishtifa lechuliyam lekishtifa sakos petzonin. You want to say it means hagola? Say Timroku b'mayim, mumu morak. Elam, this is Netziv speaking. Derech ha-mikro le-minkat loshon ha-omer b'reisha d'krom. Moshe d'chsiv taviru b'eish, es taviru b'mayim. What a remarkable, you gotta love the Netziv. This pass for the, I wouldn't be surprised if it's in Hamagdova too. This is a pshat. The Netziv said a shi every single day in Valojin Yeshiva on Chumash in the morning. And all the, that's where the whole Sefer came from. You have to know Chumash better, Abbasim. Chumash better. Okay. Fine. And he asked the kasha, doesn't say shtifa, say bepshitus. The keva devina tvila, v'meila yishtof tchila v'shem chatzitza, v'chein kosta v'perusha l'tor ha-megdover, I guess right. It's in ha-megdover, the same shot. U'kfar nichla b'tavir b'mayim, ekshu zeh. U'mishamachil aniska b'mishna shtifa. The yavshu l'tvila v'lo shtifa. Get rid of the chatzitzas. The Hechsher Hagolab Nichlab Hodak Asha Yavah Be'esh, as Rashi says in Zvachim Tzadi Zayin. Okay. Aye, the Ramban asks, it's not found based on that pasuk. No, we already answered it. Shalhut Zro Agamar Olam Deinu Da Filu Midi De Boy Libun Tavik Echadoshim Tzarok Tvila. And if the Gemara didn't say Mi No Hani Mili, El al hod etanya v'kulun tzvichan tzvila v'amso. Lo al ha-mishna d'tanan eshadak olapal yidit yadlo. Why yes right away, v'non imili. What a great head diyuk in this Gemara. Gemara says, v'tana kulun tzvichan tzvila v'non imili. V'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v' Devarei mashma b'din tefilas kelim mituma u'mikol makom l'kamin ani mili shemdezeh poshut t'chsev ta'aviru b'mayim v'zil kri b'eravu v'lo tzrach nemal al v'kulon kulon tzvichin tefila ta'afilu chadoshim b'oi tefila ad kanu d'netziv. He's saying that ta'avir b'mayim because he wants to defend Rashi in Chumash. Rashi's always, we have to always try to defend Rashi. Ad kan dvar v'kadoshim, you can look at the tefilas kelim book, page chuf tes. It's the only full paragraph on this page. The rest are halves. Adkan, Rabosai, Adkan. Page Chof Test, 29. Oh. Now, Rabosai, the Rambam said, and I read it to you before, I'll read it to you again, that you first do the Tvilas Kalim. And afterwards, you use the kli to eat from it. That's not that, those actual words I never found in Shas Bavli. Perhaps it's implicit that I would concede, but explicitly, you have to look at the Rambam to find that. Again, the Perek Yud Zayin that I asked you to see. Let's try Halacha Hey. The Rambam writes over there. Please, can find the right word. Halacha Gimel, excuse me. What does he say? Matbila b'mei mikvah v'chakach yumutorin lecho bahem v'lishtos. Imply that before that, you may not eat or drink from it. You also see Rabosai, if you have no intention to eat or drink from it, you can leave it there without tefillah. Get an impression, Rabosai, that Tvila's Kalim and the Isser to use the Kalim are one and the same. What level are they on? Well, if the Ritva is right according to the Rambam, the whole mitzvah of Tvila is the Rabbanon, Isser Shtamshus is also the Rabbanon. If the Ritva is wrong, and according to the Rambam it's Doraisa, we're still pending the P.S. Shmuel search for tomorrow Shir, is it Doraisa? Then presumably, the Isser to use it is also Midoraisa. Loss of Midoraisa. Okay. Again, you don't really know what's Doraisa, what's not Doraisa. In Halacha Tes, he writes around them. After finishing all the halachas of Hagolas Kalim, and of Tevilas Kalim, he says, V'yesham dvorah macherim osu osun chachamim v'afal pi she'en li yisru mikam en ha-Torah gozu aleim. He goes over to the Rabbonim's chasnas, etc. You get an impression from that, from here, that the first eight halachas have a doraisa component. Only halacha tes comes from the chachamim. That's the push of shot. Let's say only goes on Libun, or at least if Tvila's came with Rabbon has a remez in the Chumash, as opposed to these who have no remez in the Chumash, it's hard to know for sure. So here, Rabosai, you look this up, I put it on the Mar Makomas to see a beer halacha. Now we say, what beer halacha? What kind of beer halacha? Beer halacha is, did I put it on? May I forgot. Oh, it's not here. Was it? Oh no, is it? I'm sorry. Or a chaim simin shinchav gimel siv zayin ubir alocha demachamut. I don't know if you saw it yet. Anybody see it? Of course, he had a whole week, 10 days to prepare his maramakarmas. Because you're busy being makabal the Torah other ways in Shavuos. Okay. Yeah, we're going to be makabal the Torah by Sheh. The Bakash will be bochavitz. There is a discussion of whether you're permitted to do tefillas kelim on Shabbos. That's what it's doing at Hilchos Shabbos. Okay? Hilchos Shabbos. But the question becomes, what do you do? How do you manage with this? So should we try putting the Bialach on? Can you get it on Hebrew books, the Mishnah Berurah? I mean, Bar Ilan is down, so we should. This is a very classical saver, Mishnah Berurah. It's not an unknown work. How about that? Can you get it? You can, I just want to wash it in the tummy to see it. Does it exist? Yes. It's Mishnah Berurah.
Can I get out of this?
Yeah, well, for the moment, yeah.
You want me to leave this open?
Leave it open. Why not? In case you have to get back. Mishnah Berurah. Wow. Shin Chav Gimel. What page number? Try 100.
It's past that. It's like
300. Keep going. Hold on.
It's past 280.
No, another 50 back. Try to page 300.
It's before 315.
Okay. 320. Probably guess
it's
right.
Like
305.
Go back one.
305. Siv Zayin. No. Siv Zayin. Next page. Next. Here we go. We found it, Baruch Hashem. You're very capable assistants. Okay. What does it say there? Mutal lahatpil klichodo shatol tvila. V'yesh osrim. V'yesh shemai metzeh es kulam. V'yitan akli len Yehudi. B'matana. The hours of Yisrael enemy men of Eitzar Tzvi. This is a shtick, right? Fine, a shtick. The other shtick, you put it to fill it with water. All kinds of mices. But I wanted you to see the beer halacha here. The b'maskel mutter. Can I make it bigger for you? Can you read it in the back? Can you read it in the back? It's too small. Too small. You can get me this. Bigger somehow or other, if you can. Try that. Oh, very good.
Is that better? Or?
Yeah, it's very. Is it good? Is it big enough, Sean?
Yeah.
Just move it over. I just need a little more. This way. Yep, perfect. Okay, let's read together. He goes to a whole sugya of Masechta Beitza, which I'm not going into right now. It's not our Indian at this very moment. Watch this now. Vashenkem mikli chorosh. Gam im yishtamesh bo boli tvilo, ein hamachol nesa. Af al gav do oved yisura b'mashen yishtamesh bo boli tvilo, afilu hochi, mishum zelo gazmin an shema yishe, kem in akoponim ein ochol yisur. V'gam ein yisur ze, ki im midrabonon, Afilu das asorim tatvila imanat Torah. Boom. That's the line I wanted to show you. Achidish nifla v'noira ad ma'od. Even if the mitzvah tatvila's came as doraisa, the issur to use it before you were matpulit is only midirabana. That's a tremendous chidish. So it comes out like this, and let me read you in the opening Chelkas Ben Yamin. Kuf Chaf Sif Aleph. On the very first word, Hakonen. On the first word, he quotes the Bialacha, which just said what we just said it. The Isa Mishtamish is only the Rabbonah. Okay. Comes out, according to this unusual opinion, he suggests that the Chova to the Matbal the Kli is Chal immediately when you require it. Even if you're not using it. Wow. That's amazing. Oh. But the Yesod Achir, I quote, Utechef Bebias Akli L'Rishuso, because it's not doing using it on a level of Doraisa. So we use the Maglim of the Mitzvahs. Should be told immediately, even though you're not going to use it yet. All this is Mechudesh Me'od. What's he saying? This bialacha creates two tracks. There's a track of the mitzvah, independent. There's another independent track on the drabbana level of not using it. Lo karav zel zeh. A tremendous chiddush. The whole thing is a chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. It's interesting. There were those who say, what? An iser to use the kli? Where do you find such an iser? Where do you find it? It will call it a bittul mitzvah. That, yes, but that's not necessarily an iser. I read it from the Tzvilas Kalim Sefer, page Kuf Aleph, discusses this very point. Where is there an iser? This is as follows. He paskins, you're allowed to hold it without doing tefillah, but you can't use it, even temporarily, ad sheyitbalem karoy. Why is this false? There are those, he quotes three sources. Okay, in Rishonim, Piskerid, Piskeriyaz, and Marach or Zerua. Ein Isser ishtamshes beklikonim tefillah. Kevin she'eino lahotzi akli me'isuro, ele mitzvah bi'alma she'mutelas alav. Rabbona la deraisa. Where's Nisa Shimush? The Brisa said, for kulan she'nishtamesh ben ashloyat bil v'chule, that sounds like it's a problem. V'chulan, right? Rabbo Sedigmar says, all of them, all these kinds of kli, it sounds like not only is there an iser to use it before kashering it, but it's also iser to use it before being matpil it. He quotes over here, Rabbi. So this is again in Marach or Zeruah Samach Gimel, and in Samach Dalit, took out two words of the Gemara. Which words, Rav Osa? You tell me which words. The five lines up. V'chulan, sh'nishtamesh behen. What two words go out? Three words. Well, two words, actually. Ad shalo yatpil, go out. He didn't have that girsa. Ad shalo yagav, shalo yalabein. Then, of course, it's treif. He took out the words, ad shalo yatpil, took it out. Do you believe it? He wants to know, as the Baal Tefillas came on page Kuv Beis, is it a mitzvah kiyumis? And you're never really over on it? Or is it a no? You have to do it. And then there's a discussion. Are you over every single minute when you bought it? Or when you use it? Or when you die? And it's too late to do it anyway? That's what he said. Adka. This is a minority view, and there's no issue at all to use non-tovot kelim. Took out the two words of the Gemara. Rover Rishonim, you may not use it before the tefillah. He goes through a list of very long Rambam and many, many others. Many others. Fine. The Ramah Paskin is that way. You want to know what kind of issue is it? The Rice of the Rabbanon. So he quotes Yor Zeruah. Not the Marach, who said there's no issue. His father, the Ozeruah. Gzeira sakosuv the osu rachmono lishtamesh ben b'li tvila. And that's the opinion of the Rabbeinu Simcha quoted in the Marach, Ozeruah's son, in Simon Samuel Gimel. Prima godem orachayim simon tov pei vov. Pesach night. You have a kos which you did not, weren't matpil it. Some say you can do whatever you have to do. And others say, if you can't be told with it, osi esed the rabbanon v'dochil yisur tefila b'schukas b'divrei sofer. Only if it's glass, but metal doraisa. That's a posh pshat. A din doraisa. That's what I would have said. Why? What the rabbanon? What's going on over here? Fine, that's a shayla. But there are those who say it's the rabbanon. Who's that? We know it. This was one to be alocha. Hamzam Shloimeh Zalman and puts a tremendous impact on the Sefer. This is what he says. I'm quoting him verbatim. Afim Amrino, the Easter Shtamshus Rachmed Rabbanon, Kozek She'ein Ve'ev Shorus Hamishtamish Lahatpil Bevo Leshtamish, Avlim Yochol Lahatpil Lemishtamish Bekli Bilolat Bilo, How are you over alasei? Dilo temahachi. Yosei shemei Torah af pam ein chovas tvila. Diyamten at sheyomus. O yitzavis bonavachav lahatil keilav hachamoso. Viafkam im yamtinu kein. To the dead children and their children and their children to the breaks. Nothing left to be tovel. Strange. So what's Rav Shlomo Zalman in effect saying? He's saying, Rabbi Osai, that there's a mitzvah to be matvil, and that generates an automatic bitul asay whenever you have the ability to be matvil and you refuse to do so. You're too lazy to do so. That's how we paskin, I think, the halacha. That there's some kind of din, you want to call it an issi, you want to call it a bitul asay, call it whatever you want to call it. But whatever you want to call it, you're not allowed to use the kli, presumably on a level of daraisa, on a simple level, until you actually put the kli into a mikvah. Of course, the question becomes, who has this obligation? Who has this obligation? Who? On a simple level, the one who has the obligation is the owner of the kli. If I own the kli, then I have to put it into the mikvah. What if I don't own the kli? Someone else owns the kli. He writes over here in Sivkot and Dalet, Chovas HaTvila Al Mi, quotes Achronim, on the Bailim. And if I borrow it, I have no independent chiv, it's your chiv. You have the chiv. I have an iser, Shimush Mikoach Mashin Eschai B'Yadarishin. Since you should be matpulit, I have the right to use it until you're matpulit. And what will happen if you cannot, impossible to do it now? Sounds like you may not use it. Oh. It's all very relevant, Rabbi Osai. I'm here in page Kuf Aleph, Beis and Gimel. Taking a little step backwards, Rabbi Osai. What about someone who's unable, prohibited? Can't do it. Talks about an onane. You know what an onane means? What's an onane? Nebuch lost his relative. He's not allowed to do any mitzvahs. He has to eat. He didn't have a chance to put the kli into a mikvah. So he's part of the onane. Not only may he use the dish, but so may anybody else. That's what he writes in page Tzadi. Amazing. Oh, what about Yontav and Shabbos, Rabbi Osai? What about Yontav and Shabbos? So let's take a look, Rabbi Osai, and see. Clearly the Mishnah Berurah doesn't assume anything is mutter automatically, because what's his problem on Shabbos? Just use it without tefillah. Let's go slow. So Rabbi Osai, we had a Tosfos over here. Ayin Hei Amud Beis, let's see again. Avol Sheulim Lo. Omer Abeinu Yishmuel. Yisroel sheshoal kli miYisroel chaveiro shekona meyakum tzorok tvila kevin sheboli dechiv tvila biad Yisroel rishin. That then is found in the Shulchan Aruch. Then it's found in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, sivches. But I want to go a little bit further than that. Open up, please, to the sivches in the Shulchan Aruch, which you all have in front of you. I want to see that you should see the Pischei Tshuva. This is on the source sheet that you have. Sifches is here, Rabbi Osai, with the Pischei Tshuva. Hashol osocha kli meyakum eno ton tvila. Avam Yisroel kno meyakum. Vishilu lechaveo ton tvila shekvon eschaya biyad arishin. Ferish. Black on white. Clear as day. Let's go further in Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh misha omer, shim lo lakho arishin l'tzorach suda, ela lakto klofim, to cut cards, v'chayote bo, ein tzorach lahat bilo. Quite a remarkable halacha. What happened? Somebody else bought it for non-suda purposes. Where does that leave me that I borrowed from him? Let's take a look at Rabosa in the Rush and Hagos Ashri that I asked you to see. Please turn to the Rush, if you don't mind, in Simon Lamed Hey and Lamed Vav. We'll see what we can see in the limited amount of time that we have. And what have the Gemara? The Rosh in the back. We'll take a look at that Gosh Rashi, just to save time. It's in the beginning of Siman Lamed Hey. Avalim lekochol chaveron lachto klofin. V'lo letzarech yesuda. Ein tzarech ladbilo. Sherei shol hu biyado. I borrowed my friend. My friend by him, it's not a kli suda. Looking for a totally different thing. That's what it says over here in the Agos Ashri. And it's found in the Shulchan Aruch. It's the Yesh Misha Omer. Right over here. Pischei tshuva sif cotton test. Look inside. Mashenoag in besudos kudolos, lishol klicheres metzupin uklischukas menachenvani Yisrael. They would borrow kalim from a Jewish shopkeeper because of the avsha taz vashach choshesin l'svar yisaveta litbo below bracha b'kenah harishon l'tzarach klofim olischora. In other words, against the mechaba. The mechaba is a yesh misha omer. Okay, by definition, it means somebody else disagrees. I mean, we know that usually happens, right? Take a look in the Taz Sifkot and Yud towards the end. Nearly Yesh L'tov Lo B'lo Bracha. V'adin HaShoel Kelim Yisrael HaChen V'ni L'tzorach Suda Yet B'lena B'lo Bracha. El Yesh L'chen V'ni Lo Diaz El Misha Yikna Oso Mimenu HaChakach Shlo Yit B'lena Shenitz B'bracha. Kein Nira. So, he's equating is the Taz of Cotton Yud, a kli which is bought for purposes of cutting cards, with a kli which is bought by a storekeeper who has no intention to use it himself to eat with. Quite remarkable, that equation. Let's go further in Pischei Tshuva. Mikomakom, me'acha sheramol ohevi klal das yisaveta, kem ha'prichodesh cholik olav, kem ha'tzorach Shabbos al-orachim al-suda gedola, Sheishlocha sheyishbru imiyat b'leim v'yuhefzit o shein p'nai ish shitzmok leishtamish b'lo tefillah d'tefillahs kelem elu chuliyama ein elamad rabbanon. Maybe even the Yisahetta doesn't say it elu b'kli matchis t'lahar b'post k'mat tefillah b'dor reisa k'en ro lahachmer b'kli matchis t'avishav b'dor reisa ayin shal but glass not. If you borrow glass and he's using it for his other purpose, not non-food purposes or for sale purposes, there's going to be lenient not to require a tevila. Okay? Fine. Good. Now this idea of klei schora, which you bought for purposes not to use it for yourself, right? That we find in different places. We'll see it as we go. One of the sources, Rabosai, is the Beis Yosef. We saw Sif Ches in Shulchan Aruch, but now that we all have the green version, I think almost all of us has Beis Yosef earlier in the front. Let's take a look in the Beis Yosef. Simen Kuf Chaf. Sif Ches. I asked him to see the Torah in Sifches. Sifches and Torah. The Dafka Belokeh Kli Min Ha'akom Aval Shol Al Socha Mimen in Tzorach that we saw in Shulchan Aruch in the Tosis and Shulchan Aruch. Aval Yisrael Shlokach Min Ha'akom Veshila Lachaveh Osel Shtamash Babalot Tfilo Kema Shekon Etchai Barish. We saw that also in the Shulchan Aruch. We saw it in the Hagos Oshri, etc. Says the Beis Yosef over here. Look. V'hoyen nirali, says Beit Yosef. Maran Beit Yosef. Have a look inside. The Yisrael shekona kli me'akal mischora. I bought just to sell it. In v'chor li Yisrael acher, ein akona tzorach lad bilo. Why not? The kevlo nischaya b'yadarishin, shri lo hoya omen ele l'schora. V'dome lo hoda agos ashi, b'lo kol lachtoch v'lo tzorach esuda. Can you believe this? Chidish noira. Yosef Kar. Abba b'desiyim, because of Sherei Sholu b'yodo, mashma Hashem ho'lo kuch b'yodo, Hayachai b'tvila. Okay, who I didn't belokech mei ha'omdin etzel Yisrael eschorim. Kemen shemei akum lekochem ken horim mori harav agodol harib harav. Rebbe with the Beis Yosef. He wants to discuss that possibly kli schora would be potter from tvilas kalim. That's quite an amazing thing. What's pshat? So perhaps we can suggest the following pshat. That when I buy a kli from a goy, in that 1 minute, it goes from a state of tuma, if used for a goy suda, to a state of tara, to be used by my suda. However, if I bought it from a goy, and at this point in time, it's still only being used, I'm using it just to sell it. The Beis Yosef suggests not called kli suda, I'm just going to sell it. So at that point in time, I'm not chayef. Later on, when I ultimately sell it, all right, but at that point in time, it was coming from Yisrael. So you did a two-step over here. The only time you'd be chayev, according to this Tavamina, is if you have both at one time. You do a two-step, you circumvent Tvilas Kalim. That's a possibility. That's a possibility. Kamashal, we don't hold that way. Interestingly, I have a sefer on my desk, I didn't bring it in. It's called Taharas Kalim. Not Tvilas Kalim. Taharas Kalim. It's on my desk, it's from the library. He said, if I buy it from Schora, it belongs to be a Jew, but still the Tumas Goy is still there. I don't know why he says that, but that's what he suggests. Okay. What about, Rabosai, a person has a restaurant? By a show of hands, who in his life has ever eaten in a Jewish restaurant? Raise your hand. Kosher Jewish restaurant. Never?
Owned by a Jew.
Kama, never did? Wow. Never eats out. But takes good care of him. Good. Ashreichem. Okay. I'm embarrassed that I can't be in your category. Okay. Good. Okay. Page pay test in the same tefillas, Kalin. He quotes Rav Moshe. Watch this. Also, lechol bekelim shemalon, ochanius larichos smachos vechadomer b'sheinam mitzarim b'tfilas kelim. If you don't, be matpul the kelim. When will we not eat there? Saka for a mush. Can you imagine that? You can't eat there. They have to assume that the hashkafa is given to a place. If you hold like a musha, that's part of the hashkafa includes not only the food is kosher and that the pots are kosher, but the pots have been tabled. Sakha for Moshe, yes?
What's the reason that if somebody didn't toll the kelim, that another person doesn't?
You're asking, Sammy asking a basic question. We just pointed out that the chi of tevila is on the individual. Who owns the kli? Why can't I in the restaurant? It's not my headache. It's his headache. That's a good question. Maybe it's lifnei iver. By my eating there, he's been over on utilizing the kli for achil without being toll. Maybe.
Would that be the same thing in somebody else's house?
Maybe. Yes.
What about a case if someone, a Jew goes and tovos something, and then gets a lot of stuff to tovos, so then he makes the bracha on the first thing, then a guy tovos every...
Good question, we'll get to that. The short answer is, it should be good.
Should be?
Should be good. It's the short answer.
I saw it happening once.
Yeah, so, good, Baruch Hashem. People come out there with their mishorosis.
It was for a Pesach hotel.
Right.
I mean,
they came with 1 year, the rabbi, the mashgiach, he made a bracha. Took one and all the helpers of non-Jewish origin came and did the rest of the work.
They weren't doing the best job. They didn't really give everything in so well.
Whoa, that's a different story. That's a different story. If they didn't dip it well, then it's not dipped. But this is quoted over here from Rav Moshe. Now, he has an amazing kula. You can also look it up. We don't have Bar Ilan today, but we're getting with Moshe actually also. But let's just read it Al-Peh for the moment. It's Chela Gimel, Rabos, and your Enigris Moshe. End of Simon Chav Beis. Yes, sir.
Yes, for the rabbi does the first. Should he do for the first two?
Tfilas Kalim. We are minigas to make a Tfilas Kalim even on one. Against Shogar. Because Kalim is generic.
The
Boris Mikvah
they have.
The Boris Mikvah is the Boris Mikvah. But I'm telling you what I think is the big. I think the minigas are. I think so. I can't.
I think the one of Nice Shul also. I think it's actually in my basement. I think
Yeah. So maybe I'm wrong. Okay, let me look again. See if anyone records what I thought of the minhag. Hold on. Siv Gimel. Let's see what it says over here. The Mechaber says Tfilas Kli. If it's plural, it's Tfilas Kelin. Hold on a second. Here we go. Yesh me'achronim she'idu te'achshav ha'minig ha'poshet levorach tamid loshen rabim. Even on one Kli. Who says so? I should think I made it up myself, right? I don't like to do these things. Kuvav, Tziyunim, Knesset HaGdola. So even the Mechab agrees. How can the Mechab possibly agree? I don't understand that. Aruch HaShulchan, Taras Yisrael, Chochmas Odom, Me'iri, Ein Haman Beis, Ritva, Mordechai, and Rashbam. Hey, that's not a bad lineup. So it'll be Meichel me, but I, despite the what it says in all the mikvahs, I'm joining this group. Okay.
Wait,
right.
Where was that? Where
Moshe is at? Or I believe it's in Yoredeya, Chela Gimel, end of Simon Chav Beis. Listed as Whopper Chiddush. Look at this. B'shas Atchak Im Chatichos Boser Uchadome Munochos Agave Kli Matchos Oschuchis. So you're in a restaurant and they put your meat on a piece of on a glass or metal dish, which is not titled. Ramosh is amazing. The Einon Srichos, that's an akli. I don't need it. The Einon Mishtamish Bol the Torah, I don't need it. I can put it on the table. Emily Post, notwithstanding. It doesn't come into Ramosh's Cheshbonos. But we all know Yeshiva got, well, we won't say. Okay. He says, Emily, it's using your hands. Whoa. Soup and liquids. Also, lechem imena below tefila shenechshu kiklei suda midetzarach lam detzarach achila uveshas achila end quote of Ramosha. Even though it's a restaurateur or a hotelier that owns the kli, v'chein shematim yagram ravadi Yosef shlita required tefila for kelim shel kioskim who miss adult. Who knows what kioskim means, Rabbi Yosef? Very good. Kioskim miss adult. Restaurant. Yes, it's an asterisk there, which I assume means to look in the back. In some subsequent edition, this is, here we go. It's a Se'ora Chof Dalid. Gam be'emek tshuva, says need kvar tvila, called by the river of Sephraim. Okay, good. Another source he's added to the part. So you don't say that the restaurant's clear is part because the restaurateur is only using it for business and it belongs to him. No. Ramosha passed into Chayef. Now, the Sefer Tfilas Kelim quotes that there were other poskim who have certain leniencies. Lo yochal v'lo yishte bebeis chavero bekelim atunim tvila. As you said, huh? You asked me, do you mean to tell me I should in my friend's house if he wasn't told? Yep. Printed Beferish and say the Tfilas Kelim, page Pei Vov. Okay. That's what he says. Many poskim hold this way. Who said so? Well, it's a whole series of svarim. And the Radvazi says, he says, what's the point of tefila? Should the yotze miktum asal shei goyel kedush asal shei Yisrael u'mali Yisrael rishon u'mali sheini kevan shadayin lo itbilan lo yotze b'dei tum asan lo nechaz l'kedush asal shei Yisrael. Right? What kli midyon? Bilo askinon shenosan ishtach avera yoro kos osakan afilochi ha-makro tevim ha-mayim b'tor. It has to be done. This is what's quoted over here in the various svarim. However, Rabosai, there is a lenient opinion. There is a lenient opinion. Shut beis avi, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Libis. Have you heard of him? He's one of the great rabbonim. Here, he lived in first lived in the Bronx. Near me, yeah.
How does that fit in with what we were saying, that it's
a fear of the owner of the kli? Right. Yes, but Kozman, the owner of the kli, owns it. I may not use it until either he or I was matpil it. He says in Simon Kufta Zayin, I can eat in your house. Why? Kevan de'en ze lo she'ele v'lo schirus. I didn't borrow it. I didn't rent it. If it breaks, I'm not going to pay for it. What? Because there is logic. I can eat on disposable. I can eat in earthenware. And it's on the bottom, not on the shoel. A tremendous cooler rabbos over here in the Sefer, which is called Beis Ovi. So here we'll end with this. It's on page Pei Vav and Zayin. And on page Tzadi, he says, no dice. He rejects the Svara of the Beis Avi. You don't need Sheila. Once Reuven is Chayev, Shimon may not use it under any circumstances. Even if Fish is not a Shoal, is not a Socher, it doesn't matter. However, he quotes from Shlomo Mazal, and we'll end with this. He says, the Easter Shtabish is the Rabbonon. That's what he claims, which we're not sure that's really true. Kozek sheyochol letovlo, aval hocha, da mocher lo yiten lo lakachas lakachto letovlo. What? Excuse me, Mr. Hello, Mr. Cohen, you have a restaurant? Before you serve me, I want to go to the mikveh with the kelim. I said, what, you lost your marbles? Won't let him. So I can't do it. I can't do it. Came in the road to Lechav Lishtos. Shorilei. That's what he suggests. Amazing. Shlomo Zalman suggests it. Right? I can't do it. The entire history is what's called the Bitl HaMitzvah. When you can fulfill the mitzvah. True, Rabosai. What we said before, and we started the Shia, the first thing, that according to the so the Rambam, as the Ritva understood him, it's a separate Isser. That's why there's no bracha. We don't pass in that way. We pass it fundamentally, it is a mitzvah. As it's a mitzvah, if you can't do the mitzvah, so you're honest. According to the Bir Halacha, it's a separate Isser Rabbanon, then presumably it's still going to be Yasser. But of course, we don't understand, where does it come from? Where does Isser Rabbanon come from? I found this question, I thought about my own, Encyclopedia Talmudit. On Tevilas Kalim, look up footnote 47, and that's where it says this cooler. Where's what kind of Easter Shabbos? Where did it come from? So again, Rabosai, the possibility of being made on someone else's house or in a restaurant is based on the fact that it's only a mitzvah, and it's a bittul mitzvah. It's only a bittul mitzvah when you can do it, you're not doing it. Oh, you asked about Shabbos. So believe that, Rabosai, you have the Mara Makomas here, you have till tomorrow. Tomorrow she is at 1 o'clock. Look at the Mordechai Siman Tov Tov Nun Tes and the other sources of the Siyata Shemayel will continue tomorrow. Okay? Good. If there's someone outside, we can make a minion. I guess you see people are outside. Call them in. Oh. Can everyone stay? Can everyone stay?
I don't think I can.
No one? Who cannot stay? Emergency? Get someone else. Find someone else.